Dick, it's Reuben Frank from the Courier Times. You just talk about the appeal of this job after where you can kind of just concentrate on defense after head coaching, and we have so many other things going on and dramas and all kinds of other stuff. What's the appeal of this position?
Well, most of the appeal for me starts right at the top with Mr. Lurie and Andy Reid, you know, and to give me an opportunity to come and work in an organization that's been so successful over a long period of time. I was flattered when Andy called, and I just couldn't resist taking it. The job is a position I love, you know, the working in the secondary, and I'm really excited about learning from Sean the scheme. Again, a scheme that's been so successful, learning that and then doing the best I can to help in any way I can.
Can you talk a little about your relationship with Andy and how far back you go? He's mentioned you a few times over the years and just where that all started. I guess, does it go back before Green Bay?
Not before Green Bay, no. I met Andy in Green Bay with Mike Holmgren and was lucky enough to be part of that staff or to stay on when that staff came in. And Mike really had a great run there, obviously. But that's where I met Andy and then just kind of stayed in touch over the years when we left there. That's led us to this point.
Uh-huh. Dick, it's Bob Rickover from the Philadelphia Inquirer. As you mentioned, the Eagles have had a lot of success. I don't know if Andy would even ask you a question like this when you interview with him or when he offers you the job. What in your mind do they need to get to that elusive Super Bowl title?
Oh, clearly it's just an opinion, just my opinion. I'll try to answer your question. When you have a team that's good enough to get to the playoffs, and boy, they sure have gotten there a lot. Then it comes down to usually small things, and those small things are key injuries at the wrong time, or being hot at the right time, and cooling off at the wrong time. And the hot, there's no real way to explain it. Particularly if it doesn't involve injury, who's hot and who's not, going into the playoffs and who stays that way going through them. It's really an interesting phenomenon, as you guys know. You've seen it over the years, but a lot of times where you can start out poorly, but if you get warmed up at the right time and you can keep it going, then you've got a chance to run the table. And they've just done a great job and been so close, many times to finishing it. Hopefully we'll get there.
Obviously, Eagles added Bobby April a couple weeks ago. You just talk about him and just kind of being reunited with him what you guys' relationship is and how much you think he adds as well.
Bobby April adds, I think Bob adds something anywhere he goes. And he's a high-energy coach. He's got a proven track record. His teaching methods, I've been fortunate enough to observe him up close. His teaching methods are outstanding. He works in a progression. He teaches in a progression, and he makes good decisions on game day. I really enjoyed the interaction, getting ready for game day, and then on game day, he's bold. He can be very bold, but his special teams are always very well prepared.
Bobby, work over again. You and Andy talk about during that conversation when he asked you to hire? How did that conversation go?
The initial conversation when he first called, or the actual interview?
Were there several? How did the interview go? What did you guys talk about in that? What did he want to know from you?
The interview process, which I've always really enjoyed interviewing. I mean, it's very it's nerve-wracking, obviously, and you're anxious and you want to put your best foot forward. But I've always really enjoyed the process. So it starts out because Andy and I do know each other a lot of the personal things, you know, don't have to be explored. He knows my family. I kind of know his family. You know, we know each other's background. So it pretty much, it gets into football pretty quickly. And then from there, you know, I went from Andy to Sean, and at that point it gets into technique and philosophy to make sure that I'm on the same page with Sean. So it was a long day, the day that I spent interviewing. I would guess that it was 6 to 8 hours of time spent, a good deal of most of it really just talking football issues.
What do you like about Sean's defense?
Oh, I love the defensive scheme. Again, it's been so successful. It's proven. You know, the pressure is really interesting. I'm really excited about working in it. I'm excited about learning more about it. Obviously, over the course of years, you're always researching. You know, in the off season, and there's been many years where you research the Eagles' defense. You don't look at it, but you're not inside of it. It'll be great and exciting for me to be able to get inside of it and see if I can learn it and contribute to it.
Well, when you look at the personnel in the secondary, Dick, you have Quentin Michael went to the Pro Bowl, Asante went to the Pro Bowl, Sheldon, a lot of people think had a Pro Bowl year, could have gone to the Pro Bowl and decided not to. Just talk about the talent you have, and you're coming here with a lot to work with, I guess.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, I know those names. I'm not that familiar with the entire secondary. You know, haven't had time, obviously, to sit in and look at the tape and review it. But certainly, the names you mentioned are outstanding names.
What are you looking for in a defensive back? What do you make it a really good defensive back in this league?
I think, you know, anybody that plays in the secondary, probably anybody that plays the game, but the secondary specifically, you got to have a very, very short memory, because there are things that are going to happen to you that aren't good. You are going to get beat. You know, no matter who you are going to get beat, and you're going to look foolish sometimes on the field. So you've got to have a very short memory. You've got to be very, very competitive. Because you're outside, you know, if you're outside, you're matched against some of the best athletes in the world. And they got great speed, they got great talent and athletic ability, and they can run and cut. And inside, of course, you've got to tackle too. You know, you've got to be involved in that part of the game. Inside, you're a little closer to that part of the game, the physical tackling part of the game, but you also are matched up against highly skilled people and sometimes wide receivers. So you have to have the same, the same sort of mental makeup. You got to really be a person that loves to take a challenge. You got to be a person that knows that they're not going to win every single snap, that's focused on technique so that over the course of a 16-game season, you know, you're going to win a whole lot more snaps than you lose. It takes a top athlete to play any position in the National Football League. And then specifically outside at the corner position, you got to be blessed with certain speed, too. And inside, you got to be blessed with those instincts.
This is Jeff from the Wilmington News Journal. I know in 2008, Buffalo had, I think you guys set a team record for least amount of penalties and penalty yardage. That was a little bit of a problem for the Eagles last year, especially in the secondary. Do you think that's something that you can carry over right away, and then are you kind of a stickler on discipline and fundamentals?
You know, I would like to believe that I am a stickler on discipline and fundamentals, but I know almost for a fact that everybody that works in the business is. You know, penalties, everybody talks about them. Every week, I'm going to assume, and almost every day. And, you know, those hidden yards in a football game can really mount up and hurt you, so you got to avoid them. That being said, you know, the penalty thing is really interesting. And years ago, remember, like, the Raiders would, almost always seem to lead the league in it and yet win lots of games, you know, a lot more than they lost. So penalties are going to occur, and you're going to try to avoid them, you know, at all costs. But they are part of the game. Hopefully there'll be penalties of aggression, and by that I don't mean personal fouls, but penalties of just playing the game hard, and things will occur when you're doing that.
Hey, Dick, when obviously the Eagles think a lot of Sean McDermott, but he is a young guy, a younger guy, who had 1 year, as coordinator now, after Jim Johnson died. Can you just talk a little bit about the experience you bring and maybe some of the qualities that Jim had just from being around the league a long time? Did you know Jim at all? And you know, had you interacted with him and just kind of that role as being the older veteran guy around Sean, who's a younger guy?
I knew Jim, but I never worked with him. You know, I always admired him. I did work with a number of people that worked with Jim and had nothing but great things to say about him, just like everybody else did, and as you guys know. Sean is somebody that I met a number of years ago, but again, have never had a working relationship with him. Really excited about it, you know. If I can bring anything to help, I'm really excited about doing that. I'm just very happy to be part of the staff, you know, and part of the organization.
As somebody who's been a defense coordinator and now a head coach, do you have to check your ego at the door a little bit? I mean, because this is a much different role.
I've never felt really much different in the roles. Now, saying that, obviously they're really different roles, but when I was a secondary coach, I got to tell you, I just loved it. It wasn't like I was holding my breath to be a coordinator. It wasn't one of those things where I couldn't wait for that opportunity. I always thought and would say to my wife, you know, if I do a great job at this thing, at the secondary, you know, then whatever happens, happens. But I like this. And felt the same way as a coordinator. Really enjoyed it. You know, really liked it. Missed some things about the secondary, I'll tell you, though. And the same thing when I was lucky enough to get the chance to be a head coach. Really liked it. You know, obviously you get a chance to make the decisions all the time almost, you know, and make the calls on game day. You go for it on fourth down or you kick it. But you still missed certain things about the other spot. So never felt significantly different, you know. Always felt very lucky to have played in the league, very lucky to coach in the league, and really looking forward to this opportunity as another, hopefully, a really great experience.
I think would you like to be a head coach again?
Sorry?
Would you like to be a head coach again? Is that on your radar at all or at this point?
You know, it's exactly what I just said. It's not something I think about every day. When Andy called me, I was really excited. You know, I was flattered he called, and then when we started talking, I was excited about the possibility. And when we got it, you know, when we had the interview and he offered the job, I was really excited about that. I'd like to say it may be a function of getting a little older. I'm not very old, but I'm a little older. But quite frankly, I think I've always kind of felt the same way. Really liked what I've done, really feel lucky to have done it, and hopefully I'll continue to feel that way.
Dick, Bob Rhodes from the North County Daily Times. What's your understanding of how involved you're going to be in the game planning?
Just exactly like the rest of the defensive staff. You know, I'll be part of the staff. So in that regard, be part of the game planning to whatever degree they have been in the past. And again, really looking forward to that.
Did you call T.O. for some tips on dealing with Andy?
You know, say that really the time, and unfortunately it was a brief time that I got to spend with him, he really handled himself well. We just, you know, we didn't perform at a high enough level probably to give him the opportunities that he needed and to give ourselves the opportunity to be really successful. But as you all know, he's extremely hard worker, you know, and in, very, very professional on the practice field, getting ready, and it was all football. So, you know, I wish we could have had a better year. Let me put it that way.
Dick, I don't know if this has been asked, but why was it so difficult to win consistently in Buffalo? What was kind of the situation there?
Well, there's so many different answers people could give to that question, you know. And I'll just say that I really enjoyed the time I spent there, other than the fact that I didn't win enough games to stay. You know, I really really wanted to get it done. You know, really wanted to get it done. It was a community I enjoyed, and you know, NFL fans are great. So I was just very disappointed that I win enough games to get us into the playoffs.
So you think the Eagles should bring T.O. to Philly?
This is where Derek steps in.
Next question.
Nick Farrell from the Allentown Morning Call. You were mentioning about learning the defense and the pressure factors. How different is the defense from what you had been used to running when you were in charge?
Well, you know, as a defensive coordinator, I would say that there are similarities, but I think everybody could say that in the league now, you know, because everybody's got a pressure package. Everybody will bring five and play man. Everybody bring five and play some kind of zone combination, and then people really start getting creative. I think this scheme over the years has gotten a little more creative. You know, when these things first started, you could look at them, and it seemed like it started with some kind of be able to look at it and say the gaps are accounted for. That, you know, now it's the pressure part of it has become so critically important because the quarterbacks are so good now and the offense. So you discount some of the what's the right word? Some of the structure of the defense in terms of sort of older standards, and sacrifice a little bit of the coverage part of it just to get home, you know, get that thing to the quarterback. And I think they've done a really nice job of that here.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Any more questions?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
Over.